Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 8th of May, and this is the 250th One Thing Today micro podcast. Normally, at a round figure like 250, I'd be announcing a little celebratory competition. But as I only announced the winners of the birthday competition yesterday, I'm going to leave the next major celebration until the 300th episode, which I'm sure will come round very quickly. These milestones seem to clock up very, very quickly. However, it's a lovely sunny day and I've come out this morning to treat myself to breakfast. I'm going to call that my own personal little celebration for reaching 250 micro podcasts. So I'm pleased to be here, very pleased to be here. I've been thinking a little more about my kind of ongoing dilemma of balancing work, rest and play, and I've been chatting a little in the members forum to other people about this. And sort of thinking a bit about how for most people, lots of people aren't in the kind of lucky position that I'm in at the moment, where I'm kind of in charge of my own agenda completely or almost completely. So that kind of creating that balance is really completely up to me. Most people kind of are working at least a semi kind of 9-to-5 existence. And that means for them, there's kind of a thing that can't be changed. The work aspect is kind of rigid and can't be changed. So for most people, the balance that they have to work with is between rest and play. And someone made the very good point that kind of a balance between 2 points is much easier to negotiate than a balance between 3 points. And I've been wondering if I need to kind of think of one of those aspects of my life as being something rigid and unchangeable, at least for a set amount of time. And I wonder if the thing that needs to be, at the moment, not kind of negotiable, not kind of changeable, is the kind of rest aspect of my life. At the moment, I do rest a lot, but from time to time I do kind of let my rest periods bend a little bit. And I wonder if actually that's why I've been struggling quite a lot recently. I've been finding the temptation to kind of go out and see people, which of course we all need from time to time, is quite a strong one. And I think I've been rather overdoing kind of perhaps the play aspect and not resting as much as I need to. So I'm wondering if I need to experiment a little bit with making rest a very very structured point in my day. I do have a kind of a general kind of routine that involves an afternoon nap, but that's one of the things that, that I do let slip on certain days when I'm doing other things. And I wonder if I need to kind of create this structure that involves plenty of sleep at night and an afternoon nap, and perhaps other points during the day that are non-negotiable that involve rest, and then let the other two aspects, the work and the play aspects of my life, perhaps try and find a balance around rest. So that's what I'm thinking about today. I don't know how useful that is for me to babble about it, but just for today it felt like the thing that I wanted to talk about. So there we are. My one thing today, after I've had my breakfast, I'm going to go to another cafe and sit and do some work. I've got to produce a small file of a small number of pages of the book for the editor, which Penguin are going to use as a sort of sampler of the book to try and drum up some sales before we actually launch the book. So today's one thing is to sit down and create the InDesign file that contains those pages and upload them to Penguin's FTP server. I need to do that in town because my internet connection at home is being very, very difficult at the moment. Uploading is almost impossible. So I've come to town to do that. So that's my one thing today. I hope wherever you are, as always, that you can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little. That if you need to have lots of rest, of course, you can do that. And perhaps think about the kind of the things in your life that perhaps do need to be non-negotiable. Maybe for you, that has to be work. And then around that, rest and play can kind of find their right balance. But anyway, things to think about. Have a lovely day. I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.